from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
It's Brandon Tierney and Sal Licata on WFAN The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Listen, I don't know if the Yankees can get to the World Series and win the World Series the way they're set up. They got a lot of holes, right? We've talked about that all year. I do know they're not getting there and they're not winning it if Clay Holmes is on the mound in the ninth inning. Clay Holmes is look up the name Steve Farr if you're too young. Clay Holmes is the worst Yankee closer in 30 years. You cannot run him out there. You can't. You can't justify this anymore, Sal. I understand that there's other situations, which, again, we've hit a lot. You know, well, what do you do with DJ? What do you do with this? There's nothing to decipher anymore what you do with Clay Holmes. What you do is you tell him you're not a closer anymore. That's it. He has blown 8 of 18 games, and I know that of his last 18, I know that there seems like there's a lot wrong with the Yankees, but think about this. If he only blew 2 or 3, which most quality closers do, if that many, Yankees are up 4 games, and their entire world seems very different. See, the Yankees, to their credit with certain things and to the dismay of with others, are very patient. They cannot be patient here. Clay Holmes can't pitch anymore. I'd say put him in the 7th, put him in the 8th, get him out of the 9th. So that is the easy part of today's discussion. Anybody can rail on a closer who stinks. Anybody can do that. Solution time. And I don't think they'll do it, but they gotta do it starting today. He's out, heels in. That's it. Clark Schmidt, you're in the rotation. Luis Gil, you're the closer. Clay Holmes, you're done. You're done.
How many games is Gil closed?
It doesn't matter.
Well, it does. They don't have a closer. This problem cannot be fixed. And by the way, it's easy to just say remove Clay Holmes. As we've been saying for a long time going back to March, Clay Holmes cannot be a closer on a World Series winning team. The Yankees didn't want to hear it. They don't acknowledge it. They don't do anything about it. And here we are now 20 games ago, whatever it may be. And if they're in a race for the pennant or for the division, they're going to cough that up here. And then they're going to the postseason. As of now, with Holmes as the closer, but without any answer. We don't know. Now, I agree they got to do something, but we don't know that Gil is the answer. We don't know about Clark Schmidt. Oh, and by the way, what are you going to do with Holmes? He's going to pitch the 7th or 8th inning?
Yeah.
Well, how's that going to work out?
Hopefully better than the 9th.
Well, what's the difference?
I got news. I'll bypass him if that's the case. I'm not saying he's got to pitch.
And then look at the bullpen. How are you getting big outs? Like, this cannot be fixed. It can't be fixed with 20 games to go. You can't just say all of a sudden, hey, let's fix the closer situation.
But you got to try. Yeah. You got to try. Now, listen. So, step back. I know the answer. Rhetorical question upcoming here. You think the Yankees can win a World Series with Clay Holmes as the closer?
I mean, they're going to have to.
But yes or no? Do you think that they can? I know your answer is no.
Yeah, I don't.
You don't think that they can, correct?
It's not even just that. I don't look at the Yankees as a legit World Series team. But no, I don't believe Clay Holmes can close out big games in the postseason.
I agree. So you may as well try something else. You're right. There's no guarantee Luis Gil's going to just transition seamlessly. I got you. It's time to take the chance. And what you can't do is with 3 games to go or in the middle of a wild card series or a divisional round or a league championship series, the World Series, start throwing darts and experimenting. This should have been addressed earlier.
Right.
It wasn't. That's on the Yankees. It doesn't mean that you bypass that the rest of the way. It's, hey, Luis Gil, it's your turn. Let's see what you got.
By the way, if they did do this earlier, then maybe we could have figured out what Luis Gil or somebody else could do in that role.
Yeah.
And maybe you could have also gotten Clay Holmes right to a point where if Gil, let's say, wasn't working, hypothetically, they move Gil to closer and it wasn't working out, but Clay Holmes was dominating in the 7th, 8th inning, you put him back there. I mean, the guy was an all-star closer. Sadly, BT, he may be their best option. They felt that way at the deadline where they didn't think it was worth it to go out there and get one of the dominant arms. They didn't want Josh Hader in the offseason. They felt all along, and you know how the Yankees operate now, analytics and value and cost of all these different things. Clay Holmes was their best option. To date, September 4th, 20-something games to go, and Clay Holmes is still, in their mind, their best option to close. Unfortunately, I really don't see a way out of it. You can try to go with a different arm. You're going to go, you think Luis Gil could be a closer on a championship team?
I don't know. But I know that Clay Holmes can't.
Right.
So I got to start somewhere. Now, by the way, that was the worst loss of the season to me. I mean, optically, what happened with Baltimore, suddenly you're in second place. I know it's only a half a game, but between the ground ball with DJ LeMahieu, between Gleyber Torres not getting a glove on the bullet up the middle.
They stink.
Oh, my God. Between Chisholm and the third base coach having miscommunication where they should have scored a fifth run. Between Aaron Judge, who suddenly looks very odd in center field. Last couple of games, very lazy.
I was thinking of you last night during that play.
I mean, and David Cone was very pointed and very on the money. There is no way you throw the ball. I know I'm getting a little nuanced here, but you don't throw the ball to Volpe. You throw the ball to second.
But it's little things that cost them games every single night.
Yes.
I don't understand why people expect it to change.
Well,
this is not just Clay Holmes. It's everything. LeMahieu shouldn't be on the freaking team. This is going back for months. Gleyber Torres, how do you explain what he did
I've never seen that.
I wouldn't go as far as to say it's routine, but a major league second baseman.
I could have probably caught it with my mouth.
Right, so yet he misses it, and all these things lead to another blown save. This is why the Yankees, in a game that they should have had in their back pocket. Matter of fact, I almost shut the game off and went to bed, because once the Yankees opened it up to 4-1, I'm like, God, Texas stinks. It's late. There's going to be another Yankee romp like it was the other night. Whatever. Mm-hmm. We'll go to bed and move on. Luckily, I stuck with it, and obviously, you know, you get to see everything fall apart there, but I was stunned. I was actually stunned at what happened, yet I shouldn't be, because this happens every single night with this team.
It is the back part of the pen is just, it's unacceptable. It's about BT and Sal on the fence. 1-800-888-1019 inside of our Town Fair Tire Studio. Friends of Town Fair remind you that you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Listen, when you lose a game like that, I understand there's going to be an overreaction, like an emotional bend, maybe that is a little over the top. I don't think that's the case here, because this is now this is 8 of 18. He is broken. He can't throw. He threw 12. 26 pitches, 12 were strikes. And I told you, as much as I was a little more willing to roll with Holmes than Sal was, when you throw a sinker and that's your best pitch, if it doesn't start in the perfect spot in the zone, you're going to have big problems here. So the bad news is they got issues. The good news is you get somebody back there who can get some outs, and I think a lot changes. Now, let me go back to something. It's almost two different discussions, so I want to make sure we stay on point, and that is the bullpen right now in Holmes.
Yeah.
You don't think they can win the World Series. I do. Now, I understand why you think that they can. I get that. Right. They're not perfect, and nobody is this year, by the way, which is part of the reason why I think that they actually can win.
Right.
All right, so if, like, just the optics and the emotions, just say Luis Gil's on the mound last night. Just say. And he goes out there and he throws 14 pitches, 9 of which are strikes, 6 of the 9 which are 99 or 100 miles per hour, a wipeout slider, 2 strikeouts. Yankees win 4-1. How are we feeling today?
I'd feel the same way that I do, that I have really all year long, outside of maybe the first month or so of the season, where I'd be like, okay, well, that's a win against a bad team, but I still think this team has flaws, because it wouldn't be ignoring the LeMahieu botch, the Gleyber miscue, the Jazz thing at third, Judge in center field, little things that this team has done all year long and continue to do that I believe ultimately is going to cost them in a big spot in the postseason.
You can't overcome that
in October.
I'm sorry. So you've said it for a while. I get it. But here's the difference between you and I. Just fundamentally with this team, I think their ceiling's higher. I think their upside's higher. I think they could get to the championship, and I think they got a puncher's chance to win it, which is why I'm so hell-bent on addressing this now. You have to address this now. The Yankees owe it to, forget about the paying consumer, forget about us for a moment.
Right.
The Yankees owe it to Aaron Judge and Garrett Cole and Juan Soto, and some might disagree. I think they owe it to Aaron Boone. I don't think that Aaron Boone's been given a great roster during his time as the manager of the team here. I don't. He's the most inconsistent, unreliable closer in 30 years. If you don't preemptively fix it before October, that's on you.
Right, but the biggest problem is there is no clear solution. They don't even have a second arm in the bullpen. Think about what you're saying. Your best solution is Luis Hill. And I understand why you'd say that. I would be interested in that. And now, again, I have no idea what Hill's going to be as a closer. Well, nobody does because he hasn't done it before.
It'd be so better than this.
Think about what we're saying. Making a starter who's in his first year and has, you know, the innings issues, whatever, some command issues at times, making him the closer because you don't have one on a team that's supposed to win a World Series. That is like mind-boggling. That is just, it can't happen. You can't be in that spot. And the reason why you say Hill might be their best answer is because who else is? Is it Mark Leiter? Is it Luke Weaver?
It's not Leiter.
Is it Canely? Is it Cousins?
Canely's seventh, eighth inning guy. Yeah.
Okay. So,
I mean, if the ground ball was caught, Canely would have had an easy inning.
Right, but think about this then. If they are the clear second choice to replace Holmes, or the first choice to replace Holmes, second choice for closer, then why not just go with them? Because we ultimately don't believe they're good enough either.
All right. What a messy game. What an awful loss. 888-881-9 BT and Sound on the Fan. Let's get to you. This should be pleasant. Mike's in Bayshore. Mike, BT and Sound, what's cooking, buddy? How are you today?
BT and Sound, what's going on, guys?
Hey.
What's up, Mike?
So, this whole Clay Holmes debacle, it doesn't matter who they put out there anymore, because whoever goes out is worse than this. Doesn't matter if it's,
I mean, it doesn't matter.
You're saying it can't be worse, right?
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, gotcha. Sorry, Mike.
Jay Cousins, Kirk Cousins, or Timmy Boyle spinning it out there. It doesn't matter who it is.
The Marcus Cousins.
But
get him out there.
It's the truth. It's the truth, though. It doesn't matter because this guy is so inconsistent. You can't trust him.
He's a mess.
Like you just said, DT, 26 pitches and 12 of them were strikes.
12 strikes? Less than 50%.
You can tell right away from Clay Holmes. You can tell within the first three pitches if the guy has it or not.
Yeah,
right.
It's odd. And thanks for the call, Mike. That's
No, well, here's the problem. That's great, right? Well, it doesn't matter who you put out there. No, ultimately it does matter because you could complain about Clay Holmes right now because we've seen it, and I understand it. But let's say Luis Hill gets the nod, and Luis Hill can't get it done. Then what? Everybody's like, oh, Hill can't close. Then go to the next guy. Oh, well, you don't have a good answer. Like, if you ask me what happens if Diaz went down, who would be the Mets closer, there's an easy answer to that. Phil Maton would take over the role of the Mets closer because he's developed into their most reliable bullpen arm outside of
Edwin Diaz. But you still don't know if it would translate to the back end. We've seen a lot of guys try to go from 7-8 to 9. It doesn't work.
Generally,
so how can you assume it's going to work with him?
No. Well, because he's done it in high-leverage spots in the back end.
He's been a closer for how many saves does he have?
No, but high leverage.
Well, I understand.
I'm not saying that you'd want that. I'm saying that if your closer goes down, this should be the next man up. Who is the next man up with the Yankees? They don't have a clear next man up in the bullpen, which is why you're saying Luis Hill. And you're not alone. Like, other people suggested that. I've thought about that myself. But there is maybe Cousins or maybe Weaver. But that's the problem. This is even bigger than just Clay Holmes. There isn't even a stable bullpen behind it.
I'll take a maybe. Better than a no. And at this point, Clay Holmes is a no. He's a no.
I mean, the guy was an all-star.
Who cares that all-star?
Well,
just imagine, Sal, think about this, right? Lindor wasn't an all-star, think about the imagine October, 53 degrees, getting a little late night, Yankees have a 3-1 lead. Here's Clay Holmes out of the pen. Ball four. Here's the pitch. Blue base hit. Just imagine the sound in that stadium, the tenseness. That would be an unforgivable offense by the Yankees. If the Yankees don't win the World Series this year because Soto goes 2-for-19 or Judge, God forbid, gets hurt or he goes 2-for-19 or Cole gets lit up like he did in that Red Sox wild card game.
Right.
All right, that's not the Yankees. Like, they can't control necessarily how their stars do. They can directly control getting rid of a guy who stinks. He cannot be in that situation, Sal. Can't be. Steve's in Nanuet. Stevie, BT and Sal, what's cooking?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
All right, Steve.
Yeah, I called about a month ago with the idea of probably putting Gill as the closer. Even when Holmes gets the save, it's always shaky.
Mm-hmm.
It's never a 1-2-3, even when he does get the save. And I think when the Yankees brought in lighter, I think, I mean, it wasn't said, but I think that they were kind of hoping, being he had strikeout stuff, that maybe he would be the potential closer. You know, you lose a game like that in the playoffs, even if it's game one out of a seven-game series, I mean, that's a momentum killer. I mean, that could take the wind right out of your sail. That could destroy. And I just think now that, you know, when I called about a month ago about Gill, you know, the rotation was a little bit shaky. Now that maybe these guys are pitching a little bit better, get the three-man rotation for the playoffs and Gill in there as a closer. But now, BT, I agree. Now is the time to look at it. I mean, you can't start tinkering around in the playoffs.
No, now's not the time to be looking at it. Months ago was the time to be looking at it. Now's not the I mean, the Yankees have this knack for thinking that, hey, you know what, come October, we'll just flip the switch and change everything. Like our starting shortstop, or now like their closer, or maybe their left fielder. Like, the Yankees are going to go into October with a different team. They cannot go in with Holmes, right? You don't think that they will, do you?
No, okay. I don't. They're going to change this.
Like, it's some, I don't know who it's going to be.
In the next two games, I think we'll see somebody different close out again. I honestly do.
Now, they wait till the last minute. But I've also been saying the same thing about DJ LeMahieu. Like, they cannot continue with LeMahieu on the roster, and yet here we are. So,
yeah, but you know he's not playing first base in a playoff game.
Yeah, but why is he doing it now when they're trying to win a division?
Because I think Rizzo just came back and...
But Rizzo did get in the game last night. They were talking about saying that maybe he gets the night off. If Rizzo's going to get in the game, why isn't he in the game?
I'm not a DJ apologist. I'm not a believer. I think he's absolutely physically fried, but he's not playing first base in the playoffs. Nobody needs to worry about that.
Rizzo needs a night off. Why? He's had the year off. Like, are they trying to win it? You know, I'm not necessarily disagreeing with you. I'm just saying that doesn't add up, because we're saying, well, in the postseason, it's going to be different. And I really do believe, come postseason time, you're not going to see LeMahieu, you are going to see Dominguez, and you're not going to see Holmes as the closer. However, does that mean then that they just don't care about winning the division? Like, what, are these games not important either? I don't understand the Yankees' logic thinking that they could just wait all year long to do this. Point is, time to make a change was months ago with Clay Holmes.
Let's get back to you. Neil's up at the Bronx, BT and Sal. Hello, Neil. How you doing today?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Thank you for taking my calls. And oh my God, what can I say? Well, I got just two things to say. And one is for Sal. Sal, you keep defending this man, saying he was an all-star, but he was eating bench throughout the whole entire All-Star game. The All-Star game is like a little league game.
Yeah,
Every kid gets a chance to play, and he was eating bench.
Neil, hold on a second.
He's not an All-Star closer.
Well, hold on a second. I'm not defending him. I'm saying why they might think he's their best option. And he was.
You keep saying he's an All-Star, but he ate bench throughout the whole entire All-Star game.
Neil,
he didn't play the field. Neil, they didn't use him.
Neil, name the Yankee All-Stars for me. Can you do that?
Yo, he wasn't one of them, for sure.
Yes, he was, Neil! Yes, he was!
Oh, my God.
I mean, we're going to argue facts now?
I mean, it could be that kind of day, Sal.
Oh,
I don't know.
My God.
Everybody's a little extra wired up, bro.
I get it. We're on edge with the Yankees. I understand it, but, Neil, I mean, you gotta deal with some dose of reality. By the way, let the record show, I have been anti-Clay Holmes dating back to last year. So
longer than me.
I'm not defending Holmes. I'm not trying to even say take a bow for Amari. I'm just saying why they may think he's their best closer. And you don't know the other options. We could say Heel. We could say Cousins. We could say Weaver. And then we see them try to close in. It's like, oh, crap. These guys can't get it done either. Where Clay Holmes was, he did something well enough earlier in the year to get the All-Star nod. Like, I don't put much value in the All-Star game.
I hear you.
But come on now.
He made the All-Star team,
which means he did something well enough earlier on. I do think the Yankees, though, should have at least demoted him, even if it's a month ago when he was struggling, and then just see how he can maybe bounce back or get another option in there. They didn't do that.
Well, I'll tell you what. I think the point here about urgency, we'll use that word again. Yeah, I don't think that necessarily, although Verdugo started to play a little bit better recently, that Verdugo's running out there every playoff game, that DJ's playing first base, that Holmes is the closer. I think we all believe that they will make those proper corrections when they have to, but you need to do it now because it's not just six games up and there is value. Some people think, well, you know, you don't really need to win the division. You do! You need to win the division because, in my opinion, the more that this team plays, because they've got some holes, the more they can be exposed. Fix it starting today, and that starts with Holmes taking a seat. 888-808-1019.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
BT and Sal on The Fan.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
And the ball game's over, and the Giants have won Super Bowl 46.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
BT and Sal back on The Fan. Brandon Tierney, Sal Licata Show. Back to these calls, 888-808-1019. This malfunction again at the back of the Yankees bullpen. I mean, the bad news is Clay Holmes is broken, and Clay Holmes cannot be trusted, and Clay Holmes must be moved from the closer role. And listen, the Yankees are far from perfect, but to me, the Yankees closer is by far and away, despite some other holes, as we've alluded to, their biggest problem. And if they rectify this, and my solution is just give it a shot with Luis Gil, who maybe has the best stuff on the staff, you are able to circumvent, I believe, other issues that the Yankees have had all year.
You see, I think it's just one of many problems. I don't even think it's their biggest problem. I think they got issues in the starting rotation. They've got issues in the lineup. They've got issues defensively. They've got issues everywhere. There are 500 teams since June 1st. So I don't even think, let's just say they do rectify the bullpen situation, whether it's Gil or somebody else. I still think they got major issues. I'm not looking at this as, man, this is the one hole that they need to fill. They need to plug this up and get this going, and they'll be a World Series team. And again, with saying that, like, I understand the reality is in this season with baseball, a bad team is going to win the World Series, or a team that's not great is going to win the World Series, not a bad team. A team that isn't great is probably going to win the World Series this year because there aren't any great teams in Major League Baseball. So the Yankees could be one of them, but if you watch them closely every single night, even if they do fix the closer situation, it's other crap as well with this team that they do that I don't see how they clean it up from now till October.
I mean, the Yankees have had quite the list of closers. You know, certain teams like you know, Giants, linebackers, or, you know, take any team, you know, Dolphins, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like, you just know certain teams associated with certain positions. And the Yankees have always had really, really good closers. You know, going back to Sparky Lyle and Goose and Dave Rigetti and, of course, Mariano, Wetland, Chapman. I mean, there's the David Robertson was really good. Does anybody envision Clay Holmes being on the mound, like, in the middle? Not that all those guys won championships. Rigetti was not the closer, but you get the point. He was still really good.
Who was after Mo? I forget.
After Mo, hold on. So after
Wetland,
was that Robertson? Was that
Soriano? Did they do Rafael Soriano?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, that's true. Well, Soriano got some run there. But close your eyes and try to envision Clay Holmes in the middle of a pileup in Yankee Stadium. Everybody jumping on him. Does anybody see that happening?
Yeah, a different type of pileup. Not you know, after celebrating a World Series.
Yeah, exactly. So while, again, you and I, we agree that there's other flaws. Where we disagree is, I think this is the biggest one. Because, again, And I'm leaning on the numbers here. When you blow eight of your last 18 games with an ERA of six, which is Clay Holmes, that's his numbers recently, and you're now a half a game behind the Orioles in the division, just average performance from the closer role during that 18-game stretch I just referenced, you're three, four, five games up. I'll take my chances with Heal.
I would say, in no particular order, starting rotation depth behind Cole. Even Cole is still, now again, minimal question mark in comparison to the others, but I'm still not in my gut 1,000% sure that Cole's going to go out there and dominate the way that he did last year.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to do that in the postseason. You know, he's got the home run bugaboo, and if he doesn't do it, then I don't trust anybody else behind him. So I have question marks going into a postseason series about the rotation. Gleyber Torres drives me nuts. I know Gleyber Torres is going to cost the Yankees in a big spot.
I can see that play happening in October. The ground ball up the middle. Okay, how many hits he got?
Yeah, 1,000% he's going to screw that up.
Okay.
Leadoff hitter, whether it's Gleyber or other, that is a question mark to me. Volpe's inconsistency. I'll even give you, like, LeMahieu better not be on the roster.
He's not playing.
Okay. So he won't be on the roster. And I'll even give you Dominguez over Verdugo in the outfield.
Mm.
But starting rotation, Gleyber and his gaffes, Volpe's inconsistency, you know, whether it's unknown about Judge in the postseason. Again, these are some minimal concerns, but I still think that there are bigger issues than the closing situation.
I think the failures of Holmes makes it seem a lot worse than it is. Let's get AJ up in East Chester, BT and Sal. AJ, what's happening?
What's going on, guys?
Hey.
Thanks for taking my call today. Mm-hmm. How you guys doing today?
What's
good,
up, AJ?
Man. We're good.
Good, good. So listen, I just want to preface what I'm about to say. I hate losing, especially where we lost last night. That was horrible. I can't watch those kind of games. I just want to throw my remote across the room. I was texting with a buddy of mine. I said, you know what? I'm so glad this happened tonight because the Yankees have no excuse after this, right? You're both right when you say, listen, Sal, you said, you know, you can't make this decision on who's going to close the game this late in the season. And like, who's it going to be, right? Yeah, there's always that question mark. Who's it going to be? BT, you hit it on the head by saying, listen, it just can't be Holmes. It's got to end.
I know who it's not going to be.
It can't be, right. It really can't be Holmes. And at this point, Heal is the guy. And again, Yankee fans, can we call him Heal, please?
Stop calling him Heal. We let that
really,
one go.
Jesus. Yeah. But now, like, Heal has the most swing and miss stuff. Granted, he hasn't been, like, you know, he's had his ups and downs, obviously, in the first inning a lot of times when he's starting games. But, like, with his swing and miss stuff, I think it has to be him at this point. The Yankees just have to let us know that it's not going to be Holmes and that they're seeing what we're seeing as fans. Like, you, at least give us that. Give us that you notice it and you're just not going to try this guy back out there. Because it can't happen.
There
it can't
is
happen
no,
now.
No, and listen, AJ, I think it's a good call. It's odd to say that, you know, in so many ways, thank you again for the call. It's pretty good. Like, you know, this is almost you're happy that this happened last night. And I, because it seems like, oh, wow, almost completely counterintuitive. It's completely counterintuitive. It's almost sadistic. But sometimes you need something like this to happen for the other shoe to drop. And there is no way. I know that we protest some of the patience of the Yankees with certain things, Hicks's contract, Gallo, all the things we've cried about for years and whined about. There is no way that they think that they've got the closer. They know that this must be addressed, and I believe fully that they will soon.
If you see Clay Holmes in the seventh or eighth inning with a lead, you going to feel okay about that?
No, but at least there's two innings of wiggle room to recover if he implodes. I mean, again, we're looking for the best options here, buddy. We got Pete and Freehold. Pete, BT, and Sal, what's going on?
Oh, hi, BT, Sal. Thanks for taking my call.
Okay.
Just two quick points. Number one, Heal, the problem is, have you seen his control late?
Yep.
It's been horrible.
Yep.
We can't trust him right now. He's not the answer. My second point is, and then you guys can.
Well, hold on, Pete. Hold on. I mean, I respect your opinion. You say he's not the answer. I think that that's very much a broad stroke. Where you extrapolate a few things which are true. Command lately, I gotta walk a couple of guys. Less thing you want from a closer coming in a high leverage situation, walking guys. But to just dismiss him as a possibility, I think is nuts.
Well, also he hasn't done it.
Nuts.
He hasn't done it at the big league level.
Yeah, but the command is a serious problem now. He has not thrown strikes in a month.
That's also been a problem for him even earlier in the year. The one bugaboo for Heal has been the walks. Like, he doesn't allow many hits, doesn't allow many runs, but he does
walk
a lot of guys. So,
we can't take that chance.
Well,
you know what?
Why not do something, though?
Do we need a close? Do we need a closer?
No, you don't need a closer. What would you want to do?
Can we use Hill? Can we use Cousins? Can we use those four guys to close the eighth and ninth? Why not? Let's try it.
Send a memo to Major League Baseball Manfred. And maybe it'll work for the Yankees if they send a memo over to Manfred's office that, hey, why can't we make these games just eight innings? We don't. Can we please just limit our games only to eight innings? If we have a lead, the game is over at that point, so we don't have to have a closer. I'm fine with closer by committee, so to speak, BT, if they feel matchups or lane-based stuff, however you want to do it. The more I think about it, I don't know if I love the idea of trying heel. Like, initially I was open to it because of the electric stuff and just thinking about maximizing Luis Hill, worrying about the innings getting too out of control, and then you're going to move him to the bullpen anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe they're just better off with Canely or Cousins or Weaver on any given.
Well, they could be. Yeah. Listen, those guys have pretty good stuff. There's no doubt. And again, if DJ, oh God, I still can't believe DJ LeMahieu lost a ball, a ground ball in the lights, a ground ball. And if he catches that, which I think every one of us would have caught, probably with our eyes shut and our mouth open, like we were bobbing for apples when we were eating on Halloween. I mean, that's how easy a play it was. Then Canely did his job. So, but I think, Sal, that Luis Hill, to me, even if he struggles pounding the zone a little bit, well, not I think, I know. The difference with Hill and Holmes, Holmes walks guys, you know, now he can't put guys away via the strikeout, so now you have bigger issues. At least Luis Hill can dance around the tightrope and find it after a batter or two, theoretically,
right,
and give his team a chance to get some outs with some swing and misses.
Yeah, you need some swing and miss stuff back there, especially when you have factor in the Yankees' bad defense or even a guy, like you said, whether it's Hill or somebody else, walking somebody, yeah, they can make up for it by striking somebody out. Holmes walks somebody, he's screwed. He's going to put the ball in play. And by the way, on that with LeMahieu, why wouldn't he get in front of it?
I don't know. I know he really did lose the ball.
Oh, all right, but
you could
fine.
Just see the
but
way he tried to shield it, like deflected.
But it was a little like hop up.
I don't know,
easy hop to field. Just get in front of it, and
what do you
see
want me
it.
To say?
And it was a pathetic play.
I don't know. It was gross. And really, I think last night was the worst loss for the Yankees. It really did. It was a multitude of mistakes. Baltimore won. The Yankees had the lead, and there's nothing more dispiriting. You know, like you know, you think about football. You say your kicker misses a chippy at the gun, you lose. To me, there's nothing that breaks the spirit more than a bullpen implosion. And Clay Holmes, he's been an all-star. He's just been the MVP of that. Cy Young recently of doing that, imploding late. And that is just a morale killer, and the Yankees must address it.
Talk New York sports on The Fan. 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream the NFL on CBS live on Paramount Plus.
Right, time for the Wendy's Yankees Turning Point of the Game contest here on The Fan. Wendy's, the official hamburger of the New York Yankees. First one to correctly identify last night's Turning Point of the Game. Give us a buzz, and we will hook you up. 866-540-WFAN. That's 866-540-9326, and you'll receive two pairs of tickets to a 2024 Yankees regular season game. And it's all from your flagship station for New York Yankees baseball, The Fan. I got to get something off my chest here. Obviously, aired out just the mess that Holmes is and how the Yankees must address this and remove him, preferably with a crowbar today, from the closer's role and give Hill a shot or whatever else you're going to do. This bothered me because I don't think that this is representative of a championship team. Now, it's kind of a small little footnote because there were a lot of malfunctions within the game.
Right.
Can you imagine Paul O'Neill or Tino or somebody else getting drilled back of the day and the Yankees not doing anything about it? Now, listen, this is not, big tough guy run. No. And I'm not here to advocate violence. But when it's pretty obvious that the opposing pitcher, who in this case, Andrew Heaney, was called for a pitch clock timing violation and did not seem very pleased about it, and he, a little back and forth with the ump, a little back and forth with Juan Soto, next pitch drills him, don't tell me it got away from him. And there was nothing done about it by the Yankees.
Yeah, that was pathetic, because you clearly can see that Heaney was ticked off. And he didn't even hide it. Like, he could have thrown one outside and the next one up and in. He was clearly upset about the pitch clock violation and then drills Soto up and in.
Mm-hmm.
And the Yankees do nothing about it. Soto doesn't do anything about it. Yankees bench, the Yes Network cut away to the Yankee bench. They're just standing there looking
Crickets.
I'm with you, BT. I thought that now, am I going to make a huge deal of it? I'm with you. Like, are we looking to cause problems and fight? No, but put yourself in that situation. I don't care if you've never played a sport before, whether it's a family thing, whether it's a work function.
Yeah.
There's camaraderie in life in many facets.
Mm-hmm.
And in this particular case, this is a team that's been together for, you know, 140 games so far. You know, you want to go back to last year or the year before, whatever the point may be. They're together every day. They're traveling. And one of their guys gets hit. By the way, I would call out Soto specifically, too. Like,
I'm not bypassing him.
I was just, in my mind, like, I feel like if you do that to Francisco Alvarez, you're going to have a problem. And I don't know why that was the first guy that came to my mind. It's not a Matt Yankee thing. I'm just thinking, like, Soto should... If somebody,
at least chirp back.
Well, if somebody hit you like that.
I know that you asked me this. No, I mean, dude, I'm so far beyond playing it. Here's how I always answer that question. I get it, because I think you know me by now. When I was younger, I think I know what I would have. I would have at least said something.
But even
I can
now,
promise you that.
Oh, okay.
And if I was on the mound, I would have had my teammates back.
Okay, and even if it's not just about retaliating in the baseball way, when you're wronged as an individual...
Yep.
Are you just going to sit there and take it and move on? Or are you going to speak up for yourself? Like, at the very least, I'm not saying Soto's got to charge the mound. But, like, I'd be like, what the bleep is your problem?
Same
here. What are we doing here? You clearly hit me on purpose. Don't take your issues out with the ump on me.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's even less on Soto and more on his teammates to respond and get up to that top step and start yelling themselves.
Like Posada did with Pedro pointed at his head that day with the Kareem Garcia headshot.
Or somebody come out or Boone come out and be like, what the hell is this? Or retaliate the next way where you drill somebody. I'm with that. I just think it's part of the game, yes. Also part of life in certain extents. Like,
We're on the same page.
You got drilled. It was clearly on purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And they just took it.
You got to stand up for yourself. And there's a reason why the Yes Network, you know, inside that truck, the directors are saying, hey, pan to the Yankees dugout.
Right.
Because they're expecting
a reaction.
Some sort of pushback. Nothing. That bothered me. 888-808-1019, BT and Sal on the Fan. Larry's in Cranford. Larry, what's happening, buddy? How are you?
Hey, guys. Hi. You know, if Holmes only had half his number of blown saves, we'd probably be in first place by 5 games. But what I would like to know is, do you think behind the scenes the players approach Boone just one-on-one and say, look, you know, we can't bring this guy in
anymore? No chance. There's zero chance. None.
Not even Judge?
No. No way.
Judge? No.
No way. I'm going to tell you, Larry, now, hold on. Do I think that... Has Judge earned the right? I mean, maybe. I don't think that's his personality. I think he's a very good captain, but I think that would be overstepping his bounds. I think he would view it as disrespectful. No, there is no way that's happening.
Wow, because not one player on that field or any fan in the seats wants to see this guy on the mound.
Yeah, but Larry, you've got to differentiate. You're right, but Larry, thanks for the call. You've got to differentiate between execution and effort. And I'm not here to doubt Clay Holmes' effort. I'm here to scream about his performance and his lack of execution like we all are. I think the only way you go to a coach is if you feel in the trenches your guys aren't, that somebody's not carrying the mail from an effort perspective.
Or if you thought, you know, let's say Judge was close with Holmes and he's like, hey, mentally he's struggling here.
That's
Holmes
interesting.
Holmes doesn't want to ask
something
out
like
himself.
That.
Give him a little break from the closer's role. Take some of the pressure off before getting him back. But yeah, ultimately, that shouldn't be on the players. I mean,
no.
What is the manager doing exactly? I mean, come on, if the manager doesn't have a feel for that. By the way, speaking of which, if you think this was happening with the Mets, what do you think Carlos Mendoza would do with the Mets?
With Soto getting hit situation?
Closing situation.
Okay. I mean, the Mets have shown a willingness and aggression to remove people from roles when they don't do their job.
Yeah, and it doesn't mean permanently, but like, hey, or Mendoza has shown frustration with Diaz for the sticky stuff. But Boone and the Yankees, they're apologists. They're blind apologists. They're the only ones that... look, is anybody shocked at what happened last night? We're not. The only people on the planet that are shocked that actually watch Yankee baseball that Holmes blew up last night are the Yankees. I don't understand it. And I mean, I'm not even saying remove him fully, but at some point, you could have just removed him at least, you know, temporary.
You don't think this is the tipping point? Listen, let's give him some credit here. I know that they're painfully patient with certain things.
Yeah.
You don't think that they woke up today saying, we got to change this?
Now? I mean, the same team that still employs DJ LeMahieu, now I'm supposed to believe that they woke up today thinking, wow, the light bulb went off. Hey, you know what? We can't do this anymore. No, I don't. I don't, BT.
No. I do. And we'll see. Yeah. I mean, we'll get an answer soon. Now, next lead.
Now, I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt, saying that I don't believe Clay Holmes will be their closer come postseason time. I mean, if that happened. But I also said that I don't think LeMahieu would be here much longer. He's been here all year. So I don't know what they're doing.
But I'll tell you what, I think I would be bothered more by the Yankees pushing this into October with Holmes and getting, you know, whatever they perceive to be the final necessary data point he can't pitch here, than Louis Gil becoming the closer and like Louis Gil being messed up forever.
So what do you
I mean?
What,
you just can't keep trotting Holmes out there.
So what do you think is going to happen?
You got to address it now.
Today we're going to hear from Boone saying, hey.
No. I don't think that he's going to be in the form of a press conference. I think it's going to be, oh, wow, look who's coming in the night that he would in a one-run game.
Oh, okay.
It's just going to be very business. And the Yankees are good with that. Yeah. They do shut the drama down. You know, sometimes almost they're almost too apologetic or they're too understanding. Even last night when Aaron Boone said, you know, even with all the blown saves, he's been, you know, some soft content.
Oh,
nobody wants
God.
To hear it.
He says the same thing over and over again.
Yeah, and I got news for you. The soft contact happens now, and it happens in October as well when you don't get punch outs.
Yeah. And the counter, and I don't know, I didn't hear the post-game presser, but the counter would be, yeah, soft contact, that's great. Then they put the ball in play, and what do your fielders do with it? And, well, Glaber, what's your excuse? Well, and Boone would be like, wow, he's played a really good second base for the majority. Yeah, but I'm talking about that play that he butchered yet again, because all it takes is one of those in the postseason, and the game, and then the series is screwed.
Of all the things that happened last night, the things that bother me the most, I don't see Chisholm having a base running gaffe. I'm not even sure that was really on him.
No, he seemed frustrated, too, afterwards. He just didn't see Rojas.
Agreed. So I think that that's a one-off there. I think he would have scored from first base on Volpe's base hit. He was bursting. DJ's not playing first base.
And
even if he does, he's not going to lose a ground ball. He might go 0-for-4 with three little dribblers to second him. He ain't going to mess up a ground ball in the lights. I can see Holmes blowing a save. And I can see Gleyber Torres absolutely not getting to a ball that extends an inning and is a killer.
The Gleyber thing probably bothered me the most from last night. Like, all right, Holmes, we know he's going to blow a save. That's what he does. And I know Gleyber's going to botch plays. That's what he does, too. But that was inexcusable. It's a ground ball. He was there.
It was hit hard.
And he missed it by like a mile.
It went right under his glove, too. Even Coney was like, what? How? What?
What are you doing?
You were right there.
Does he need glasses? I'm serious when I say that. Like, what's the issue?
We're optometrists now here.
We're
going to bring all the solutions.
BT, it was that bad that I'm like, it wasn't a normal boot.
I know.
You get your glove on, you boot it. All right, you get lazy, you don't get in front of it. All right.
You got to get leather on it to boot it.
He got to it and just missed the ball.
Right under it.
Good God.
888-808-1019. BT and Sal on the Fan. All right, the juggle is underway. Power rankings. Now, we'll tell you where we think that they reside going into the season. Where do the pundits believe that the Jets and the Giants reside going into the season? We'll throw that on the table. BT and Sal on the Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.